The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. We are so glad you are listening. Producer Sherry is here. Something you should know, I go to work early in the morning. And I start looking for the finest content.
Yes.
And try to bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Sherry does not know what it's going to be, so she has to respond in real time.
That is very true.
Just want you to know that. But there's a lot of effort that goes into this. And so if at the end of the show you're like, that content was subpar, that was all that was out there.
Oh, it's the content's fault.
Yeah, it's the field's fault. I don't know. All I can do is pick the best stuff, you guys. You guys, check this out. Two news items. They just decided not to do a Survivor season this year.
Okay.
So that's item number one.
Right.
Item number two is, I didn't know they were still doing it.
So you're not going to miss anything.
And I looked it up.
Yes, they've been doing it.
Season 41.
41?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know it was that much.
That means there's like thousands of people that have been stranded. So.
Oh, wow. So after 41 seasons, they're not doing
it. Yeah, I was thinking from a COVID perspective, this actually be a show that you could do.
Good point.
Like quarantine first. And
sure,
those,
yeah. A lot of people are living it in their homes.
That's what I was thinking. That's probably why we don't want to see it. We don't want to see people
not a departure from
isolated,
reality.
Eating stuff they normally wouldn't, then having to vote and argue about it.
Done it.
We're living it. So easy to get stressed out, and believe me, I get it. Like, all I have to do is look at my phone or look at the news or whatever, so all sorts of stuff to get you worked up about something. One thing I love about God, though, he's at peace.
Mm.
He's not worried.
That's good, yeah.
Huh. I know it's kind of a basic thing, but I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking about how, you know, how people you hang out with, you start to be like them.
Yeah.
Start to take on their characteristics, start to laugh like they do, or joke like they do, or... But if I'm spending more time with him, honestly, true, like, he's not worried. He is at peace. I spend more time with him. I'm going to pick some of that up. We're just talking about this. Survivor decided not to do their next season. They're going to take a season off or something because of all the coronavirus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're on season 41. I don't want to alarm anybody.
Shocked by that, yes.
You do the math on this.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we're all going to be... in one of their seasons.
Because they're going to run out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you don't want to be.
I don't want to. I don't. It doesn't look fun to me at all.
Yeah.
But people don't seem nice.
Yes, but if they keep ticking these seasons off like that, you're going to be needed at some point and be called up to bat.
There's going to be a draft. And I don't want to be in this one at all. I don't want to dress like that. I don't want to be in this thing. I
want
to eat that stuff.
The island,
nope,
no.
Nope. Serious question. If you could give a gift to the people you love, each person that you love, just a wonderful gift, what would it be?
Mm.
It's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus gave a gift to his friends, and he said, I don't give as the world gives, because you might think, oh, it's going to be some, maybe he's returning that golden frankincense,
right?
Or whatever he's going to give us.
Uh-huh.
No, he said, I'm going to give you peace. And honestly, as I was thinking about it, like, yeah, for people I love and for everybody, I wish I could give that. Me.
Yeah.
It's like the best gift.
That is a great gift.
Peace. Wholeness. No more anxiety. You know where your safety comes from. But he actually said that peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Don't let your heart be troubled. You don't need to be afraid. He said that in John 14 to his friends. Like, he's saying that to us. You know, it's so hard when you see all that stuff that's going on, and there's so much stuff going on. It's very hard to be a person of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where people would look at you and go, what's up with that? But yet that's who we're supposed to be if we're followers of Jesus. And we can think, I'm giving you a pep talk, but I'm giving me a pep talk too. Okay, but you would think like, yeah, but we're in remarkable times. It's worse than, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. I promise you it's not. Study history. It's not. My goodness. The stuff, even in the day, like when Paul's writing, like, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks about the hope that you have.
Mm-hmm.
He's writing to people in Rome who were in being persecuted because of their belief in Jesus. Like, it's a difficult time then too, but we're supposed to be so hopeful. People are supposed to go, what's up? And it's not because you're ignorant. It's not because you're Pollyanna-ish about everything. Mm-hmm. You know, but you also know who God is. That's what makes a difference. That's the reason. That's why we should be people so hopeful. People are like, what's up with that? Well, with back to school, you know, full swing and all that sort of stuff, there's a question that comes up with math all the time. You hit a certain point, usually about sophomore year, mm-hmm. maybe earlier, where you're like, what am I going to use this for?
That's true.
Y equals MX plus B. When am I ever in my adult life?
Yeah.
Am I going to be graphing something to find out what the slope is?
Right.
With Y equals, the truth is you will use it.
How? When?
When your kids need help with their homework. So the fact that you're not going to use it, that's a lie.
That's a great point.
It's the circle of life, you guys. So we were just talking about something that is in short supply right now, and that's peace, like at a personal level. You don't see too many people that are, you would say, are at peace right now. Mm-hmm. But I saw this thing in Proverbs. I'd never seen this verse before, and it says, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but those who plan peace have joy. Hmm. Plan peace. And I looked up like what the original language was there for, and it literally means like plan, advise for peace, promote peace, like people who are of peace. And we're not just talking about absence of war here, like, mm-hmm. you know, put those guns down out mm-hmm. there. Like, we'll talk about your personal ability to be at rest, finally, mm-hmm. and to be able to promote that in other people so that they can find wholeness in who God is. Like, the people who do that, if you're actively doing that, helping people find peace, like it says, you're going to have joy. You're going to be different. People can come up to you and they can say, hey, you're just lying on the couch. You're not busy at all. Why don't you do something? Blah, 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 blah. You're so this and that.
Have you heard these words before?
Maybe.
Okay.
It might be personal, but the truth is you remind them mm-hmm. that we have 50 to 75 trillion cells in our bodies. And about half of those are red blood cells.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
You tell them that. And then you say, well, each red blood cell that you're pumping through there, so that's maybe 25, 30 million, or excuse me, trillion cells.
Yeah.
They each go through your body all the way through in 20 seconds.
Okay.
You're when you're lying there, you are moving millions of cells at extremely high speeds.
I see.
So people are like, you're not doing anything.
Something is happening.
No clue. You remind them of what's going on because you're...
can I ask a question? Uh-huh. This would be my natural question.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Is, can any of those red blood cells do the dishes? Because that's what I need done.
This is when you turn over and you face the back of the couch and you just start snoring really loud. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. Here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Thank you so much for listening to the show, by the way. We're honored you're here.
Looks like we have a little bit of a theme here.
Yeah, because I start thinking about certain stuff and then it comes out.
Yeah, peace. Now, to tell people, I don't ever know the content. I'm listening in real time with everyone else.
Yeah.
So I notice us talking about peace quite a bit.
Yeah.
Just wondering what started you on that path. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of anxiety right now. But
walking the dog early this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I was asking God, it's going to sound, please... know that I am not Mr. I don't know what to say, Mr. Spiritual.
Mm-hmm. The clouds parted.
Please.
And a word was imparted unto
no,
you.
No.
Right.
But I'm walking the dog and I'm praying. And what I pray for is, God, please help me to talk about stuff that matters to people. Would it be a blessing mm-hmm. to people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over, pretty much over, I think, trying to be cool.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not much left of it. I needed to give that up by necessity.
We're working out.
But no, I was actually thinking about that. Like mm-hmm. people, peace is such a big deal in the Bible. Our peace, to mm-hmm. be at peace, to be the wholeness, shalom type peace. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I don't feel like many of us are, mm-hmm. but we can be if we remind each other of it.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all.
It's a reminder for all of us.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then when I started, I actually Googled peace this morning. I was mm-hmm. looking at different scriptures and how much Jesus talks about it. And the gift that he gives us of peace. Like, I don't want to blow that gift and just throw it away because I want to watch an hour of news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. I want this peace thing. People are shocked by this, but I am a shock jock. I shock people.
They're shocked that you shock.
I know.
Shock.
Wow. It's layers of shock.
Yeah, I see.
So being a shock jock is very profitable. It gets attention. It gets you out there.
You feel like you've profited from it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Building up.
Takes time.
But I also I'm rated G.
Yes.
So I shock people just by being shockingly interesting or helpful or something. Like some information. What this? Think about this. This has a little theological redemptive twist to it as well.
Oh, great.
Okay, so.
What a twist.
Before you make fun of it, Sherry. think about this. From a galactic point of view, humans really are more precious than diamonds. I mean, we really are, because there's diamonds all through space, all through planets, stuff. Like, from God's perspective, like, we're really unique and beautiful. Like, the person sitting next to you or whatever, that's, you can say, you know, maybe a person weighs 200. Well, 200 pounds of diamonds is worth, but they're worth more. They're rarer than that. So that's kind of, hang on a second. Kind of shocking. Maybe not shocking, but at least sort of interesting when you say not really.
I'd rework it if I were you.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to work on it, and then
when we, it back out.
Yeah, it'll hit you totally differently next time. That's great. I hadn't noticed that before. Sherry was just talking about this. Like, we've been talking a lot about peace today because people need it personally. Like, need to be at peace, and we should be. If we're people who trust God, we really should. Regardless of all the other circumstances, there should be this deep peace that's there. And Sherry pointed out a scripture. This is in Isaiah.
Yeah, chapter 26.
You want to read this? You want me to read it?
Yeah, you read it, Brant Hansen.
I'll read it with today's scripture reading.
It's Brant Hansen.
No, she said this, and I was like, oh, that's right. It says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you.
Yeah.
So we'll have peace if we're actually going to trust him. But that's the thing, like, it's really hard when you don't see where this is going.
But my mind and my thoughts have to be steadfast on him because I'm looking around.
Right.
I'm gonna sink.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way you would just, like, peruse the news and go, oh man, a lot
goodness.
Of hope.
Yeah.
Much reason for hope here. Oh, more good news, more. No, that's not what they're gonna do. And this is when the trust thing matters. Yeah, you can't do this. It's like an airline tip. You can't get out at any point and just decide to go for a walk on the wing of the aircraft.
Yeah, I'm sure that's frowned upon.
This lady in Ukraine did it, or she started to, but she wasn't under the influence or anything. She just wanted to stretch her legs, go for a little walk.
Sometimes you want to stroll.
So pilots might want to, as a part of your announcement at the beginning, let people know, hey.
As a reminder.
Yeah. You may want to. Some point, get out, walk around on the way. We ask you not do that.
Not do that.
Maybe we need a light too up there that shows somebody, like, little figure, stick figure walking on the wing.
And a little Ghostbuster sign through it.
We're gonna keep those lights on. The no walk on the wings lights. That's still on.
Still
so
lit.
Please don't do that right now. What's up? Hang on. There it is.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice for you to be sitting here with me.
It's
the first time in a while you haven't been running from somewhere on your way here.
I'm tired of running, you know?
Sometimes you just got to slow down.
Yeah, you just got to slow down. Sitting on a stoop here out on Dilemma Street. What's up? Got my music, my jams.
Yo, absolutely.
I'm wearing some cool stuff. I'm wearing, what am I wearing?
Just look down.
It's dark out here. I have no idea. Anybody pulled up your phone? Oh, I'm wearing a velour track suit.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. Pretty cool, though. People like it. Stripes and stuff.
Sure.
All right, so anyway, we're hanging out here. This actually came off Facebook. Someone asking for some advice here with their dilemma.
Okay.
Said, some relatives of mine are visiting soon. This is up our alley, by the way, too.
Okay.
No pun intended. Some relatives of mine are visiting soon. Unfortunately, years of experience have taught me that they are cold-blooded individuals who criticize everything. Mm. I'm a sensitive people pleaser, so their criticisms cut deep. Mm-hmm. Here's my dilemma. How can I be loving and Christian towards them, while at the same time emotionally distancing myself and, in effect, guarding my heart? I guess what I'm asking is, how can I make this hurt less? Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, the way I responded was probably pretty predictable if people are familiar with how we approach things, but you know who they are. Mm-hmm. You know they do this. You've identified this. That's a big part of this. Like, there shouldn't be anything that surprises you now. Mm-hmm. They're going to do the stuff that they're going to do.
Yeah.
If you have some people around you, and don't do this in a hurtful way or in a I'm superior to them way, mm-hmm. but if you got some people around you, you can talk to, like, that'll be there too, mm-hmm. and just say, hey, we know what we're going to be dealing with, mm-hmm. but you can kind of look at each other like, hey, we got this.
Right.
That can be very helpful. If you don't, even then, just knowing ahead of time, this is what's going to happen. I'm not going to be shocked by them. This is how they do it. It has to do with them and not me. You can review all that stuff. It's very helpful. Mm-hmm. You got to get yourself in the right frame of mind. And part of that is going to be actually, this sounds like a hyper-religious answer. It's not. You're going to pray for them ahead of time so that your heart is for them. I think that's a big part of it. And being in the right frame of mind so you can take what they're going to dish out. Because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being shocked anymore, we got to be done with that. That's all I'd recommend.
Yeah, because then it doesn't knock you off your horse there, because you're like, whoa, where did that come from? Where it came mm-hmm. from, where it always comes from.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that one time and someone called in and said, I'm not telling anyone to do this, but it was funny. I don't know if you remember this or not. They said with another family member, they played bingo.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Like they knew all the different.
Yeah, there's the complaint about our house paint. There's the complaint about. Yeah. And again, yeah, you don't want to turn this into
a cynical thing.
Yeah, cynical thing. But, yeah. But there's something healthy about at least acknowledging that and having a sense of humor about it.
I think that also what I try to do, and I'm not good at it at all, so I want to preface it. But this is the thing that I try to do, is think of really, that ding felt like
Sorry.
Whenever you're saying I'm not good at it. Ding, that's true. He's awful at it.
Yeah.
I think that thinking of really positive things to say, things that you like about these people, and it may take you some time to think mm-hmm. that way. I have tried to do that. I'm trying better because, and you may not be, but I'm quick with my words, right? And it's really my nature to snap back quickly before I even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've tried to do is fill my mind and my heart with positive things about a person.
Yeah, right.
So that though that's what's, that I'm not reacting in the moment. I've kind of built this image of this person, of the good things, so that I can say good things. That's if you're a quick-tongued person.
I know, I think it's true. And also, like, in terms of the mindset thing, like, mm-hmm. also the good things you might be thinking about, them may not be, oh, they're actually really wonderful.
Uh-huh.
It's more like, can you see where that hurt came from?
Yeah.
Is there anything there that you can go, oh, man, she really went through it.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't justify what she's doing, but just a little, it can help you.
Yes, it can.
And lastly, we talked about this before, too. Forgiveness isn't a one-off. It can be. Like, if somebody does something, like you're hit by a drunk driver or something mm-hmm. like that, like, it's, but it becomes a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Especially with the people that you know that you have to keep dealing with. Mm-hmm. So you're going into this forgiving them in advance. And having that as a backdrop takes a lot of the steam out of the situation.
Yeah.
So anyway, none of this is revolutionary or anything, but, mm-hmm. well, it is, but I mean, it's nothing new.
But you do need reminded.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think it's really awesome. It's a big step for us in terms of our faith, I think, to actually do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only good to talk about it, but good to actually just do it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something new going on there. So, yeah. Anyway.
We forgot to mention we are not professional counselors.
Yeah, we're not.
That's a boulevard that's a few blocks away.
And not even close, really. It's more than a few blocks away to get the professional counselor boulevard. We're not even close.
It's in another town, another city. No, another state.
You can't be like, oh, I'm suing them because they're presenting. Nope, because we said it.
Yeah, that's true.
You heard it.
You actually have to take a bus. Like a greyhound.
Checkmate, lawyers. Look for somebody else.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.